Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome and Happy New Year, everyone. I hope that, it's the new year 2014. We have everything in front of us that we need, and I'm so excited to start this year with a new show. We've got lots of great things, and of course, if you are just tuning in right now for the first time, we are the brighter side of the 805, and we talk about positive things. It's all good news. It's all things that are going to enhance our life, and just for a reminder, if you miss any part of our show, you can always go to my website, kimpaganoshow.com, or Facebook us at Kim Pagano Show. Our shows are all logged on there. They're there for you to listen there. They're on iTunes. You can listen all over the place. And again, I do remind you of our 2 o'clock show with completely different guests. And I'm so glad that you're here. I'm grateful that you are a part of our show. And I've met and talked to so many of our listeners. So, Tom, welcome and Happy New Year. How are you doing?
Everything's going well. A nice way to start off the new year with weather that's almost too good.
Are we blessed or what? I'm telling you. How was your vacation? You got to get away with the family. I'm so happy for you.
Did a hockey tournament in Phoenix, and then we actually rang in the new year at Lake Kachuma with the family doing
a little
camping.
Yeah. I like it. Was it warm that day and all that out there?
It was chilly overnight, but it was warm enough in the daytime, and I'll tell you, that lake is low.
Yeah, I thought so, yeah.
Yes, you can almost walk across it at this point.
There you go. But I love it. Did you have, like, s'mores and all that stuff?
We had everything you need at a campground when you have little kids.
I love it. Good times. All right. And Cheryl Jones joining me here in the studio. Cheryl, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Yeah, so Cheryl is part of my team, and we've really got some new things going on, right?
Yes.
All right.
Looking
and Teresa,
forward to it.
Yeah, Teresa Hayes is in our studio. Teresa is a licensed marriage and family therapist, and we're going to talk about some divorce coaching. You know, the holidays are a rough time for a lot of people, and I'm hoping that you might have some tips that we can actually prevent some divorces. Is that kind of where we're going?
Yeah, we can. That's the best thing that we can prevent it.
Yeah.
And some people, they get to the point where they do need to divorce, but there's ways to do it so it's not so horrible.
Yeah, that it doesn't affect the kids and the family and everything that you've worked so hard for, you lose, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sometimes I always call it, you know, it's like everybody thinks the grass is greener on the other side until the weeds start coming up again, you know?
Yeah, they always do.
Yeah, you trade somebody for kind of the same thing a lot of times.
Yeah, the things follow unless there's change inside the individual.
And that's all. And I love that. And we are, again, the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. We are talking about, it's your decision. You have the opportunity to change anything. And I would love to hear some of the things that you want to change yourself. Because, you know, we can't look outside of ourselves to see what other people are changing. Make that change yourself, and that's what it's all about. One of my guests, I've actually invited him back. I'm so excited. He's got this amazing book. I mean, it just sounds amazing right there. We've been talking about it. Cooking Your Way to Gorgeous. Could you imagine? We take care of our homes. We take care of all of our stuff, but sometimes we don't put the best food in our bodies. And Scott Vincent Borba is here. Skin-friendly superfoods, age-reversing. That's a big one right there, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Recipes and fabulous homemade facials. So we're going to talk with Scott Vincent, and also we're going to talk with Betsy Show. She is the author of Finishing Being Fat. Okay, I mean, there's like a couple struggles in our life, and one of them is weight. I'm right there. I actually, for one of my presents, I've got a mountain bike. So my husband and I, he bought him one and me one, and we've been riding about 6 miles every couple days, and it's kind of like that, and you know, that rush that you want to get out there and do it again. So anyways, I'm so excited. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We got lots to talk about, and Tom Spence, tell us all the things that we're going to do to give away.
We have some great prizes. There's still skating.
Yeah.
At the lakes in Thousand Oaks. They're going to be skating through a good portion of this month, all the way to January 20. So we have holiday ice rink skating into the new year. We also have Midtown Cafe. We'll get some food there. And one of the favorite places of everyone now, it is the Yard House in the Collection, another excellent restaurant. Yard House is a whole lot of fun. We have a certificate for the Yard House.
There you go. And our phone number is, it's a little bit different. What we're doing is you can call 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. Just leave me your name and your number, and somebody will get back with you to tell you if you are a winner. And if you don't win on this one, you're entered to win on lots more. So let's get started and welcome Scott Vincent Borba, Cooking Your Way to Gorgeous. Scott, are you there? Happy New Year. And tell us, you've been all over the place. I've seen you all over on lots of different shows, and I was so excited to have you back. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started.
Okay, so I've been a nutraceutical expert. I'm a celebrity esthetician and makeup artist for over 20 years. And I started out because my father initially had prostate cancer, which turned into pancreatic cancer. And the doctors didn't give him a very long lifespan. So I took it on myself to talk to endocrinologists and nutritionists and you name it to see how I could help my father out. It was all dealing with food. And it was dealing with how to sustain, you know, better cell development, you know, how to absorb better nutrition, how to keep, you know, your foods and your liquids, you know, to be more bioavailable into your body, meaning how to absorb the nutrients better. And so I learned how to, you know, make foods from beverages to snacks to meals that would actually help him live a healthier, longer life, which he actually he wanted to, you know, try to stay with the family as long as possible. And
another
8 to 10 months.
Wow,
that's awesome.
And so with that, I then said, okay, I looked at myself in the mirror and I said, geez, I have cystic acne. I was overweight. Can I do the same thing for myself? So I started out making concoctions that were internally based for my my acneic issues, my cystic acne from head to toe. It worked. I got completely clear from head to toe. I still have to maintain, but completely clear. Then I started on my weight. I was over 200 pounds, and now I'm down to 170 pounds. And I attacked it by the same thing. How do I, you know, eat foods not saving? I still wanted to, be, you know, eat foods like Barefoot Contessa, but I didn't. But I did not want. But I wanted the benefits of what I wanted from a health and beauty perspective. Same thing.
Yeah, the picture of you on your book, is amazing. Your weight, your face, your, you know. Let me ask you a question, and one I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805, wishing you a fabulous 2014 new year. We're talking with Scott Vincent Borba, Cooking Your Way to Gorgeous, skin-friendly superfoods, age-reversing. I mean, how could a food actually reverse your age?
Well, you know, when foods are, you know, say, for instance, it's the easiest thing, rich in humectants, which is just natural moisture content, like that of super, super green leafy vegetables, like that of kale, as an example, or, you know, things that actually have natural, like, hyaluronic acid-like properties, you know, which would be like pectin. That is something that you would make in jams and jellies or pies, right? Mm-hmm. Those are ingredients that are instantly helpful to plumping yourself up from the inside out without you having to, you know, slather on more creams and lotions or less of creams and lotions to get the benefit. And when you properly layer these things into your diet in a way where it's still delicious, you will see a benefit so quickly because you don't know you're doing it. It's a common behavior. You're grabbing for things that you normally grab for. You're just grabbing for different things. And it's so easy to see a benefit, if not within days, instantly within days or within weeks, depending on how you approach it.
So, Scott, do you drink coffee?
I sure do.
Oh,
and
good.
I,
okay.
And I eat burgers and fries.
Okay. Okay. I just want to make sure you're normal, like all of us. Okay.
Oh my God! You guys need to check. I have skinful nachos. I have my iron skillet mac and cheese in my book. I have my jalapeno strawberry margarita. I mean, you guys gotta check my book out.
Okay. I love it. And I have checked your book, and that's why I had you back. I want you to be one of my regulars on my show. I'm telling you, I think it's so cool. I mean, there's so many foods, and I mean, I'm just looking at your carrot ginger soup. Tell us a little bit about that. We never talked about that one.
Well, the carrot ginger soup, you know, ginger, there's so many benefits in so many ways with carrot and ginger. Carrot obviously has, you know, beta-carotene, right? That's not only great for eye health, but it's also great for overall fine lines and wrinkles, as well as skin's firmness, tone, and texture. When you have ginger, ginger stimulates many different things. It stimulates your autoimmune system, which actually helps you fight, you know, colds. It actually is like zinc. But also, too, when you take enough of ginger also, too, it helps to stimulate your metabolism. So it actually helps to help you burn more calories.
Should I chew on it all day? Yeah. Or just put it in my soup, teas, cereals? What? How much ginger can I consume a day, and how much weight can I lose?
Well, you know, it's how I do it. It's like, obviously, you don't want to overdo anything. It's kind of like triggering, kind of like, you know how when you go to a dermatologist, your doctor, sometimes they'll give you like a B shot, or sometimes they'll give you you know, pills to take. And once you, if you take like a doxycycline, or if you take amoxicillin, like a lot of, I'm using those because it's during the winter months and people are sick. Those are shocking your body. When it shocks your body, that's when your body wakes up and says, hello, something, okay, I got to absorb something here. I got to do something here because you're telling me to do it. That's what my book does. Each one of the recipes are dosed out perfectly. So you don't need to think about it. You don't need to put a tablespoon of this or that. If you're in the chapter for, you know, clarification or hair, challenges, whatever else it is, it's properly been dosed, so you don't need to think about anything. You're just going to receive the benefit.
Okay, so are you all ready for this one? Tangy Tighter Tummy Salad. Oh, okay, I need that. Four C-sections over here, okay?
Oh, wait, Kim, I've seen you. You're pretty hot.
Now, do you know why I'm actually having him back all the time? That's why, right there. I love it. Tell us about that. I mean, can it really make your tummy tighter?
Well, you know what's also wonderful about that recipe is that I don't know if anyone has heard of, it's my new, like, favorite thing. It's called Vitamix.
Oh, yeah, I've got one. Okay, I love it. My Vitamixer, yep.
Oh, my God, I love it.
I love it, too.
I used to, you know, go through the whole juicing process, and I always wanted, you know, the skins and the pulp, because that's where a lot of the benefits and the nutrients are, right? But the juicing just, it would extract all that out. It's so sad. Vitamixer actually, you know, it allows you to liquefy all of that together. With that salad itself, I kind of been playing with it, you know, not only eating it for the benefits of it, but I've actually made a thicker concoction in my Vitamix where I've taken the same salad, I blended it up into more of like a paste, so you can do any type of, you know, viscosity in that blender, and then I put cellophane around it, and that same salad put in on my, you know, on a muffin top. I've had a couple of celebrities come in and try it.
Mm.
It literally helps outside as it does inside. It's such a phenomenal ingredient.
That's what's so amazing, Scott, is a lot of your stuff you actually turn into facials, correct?
Yeah.
So you're actually saying, so you make this mixture, because now here's a question. I'm not allowed to have grapefruit because of my blood pressure medicine. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So what would I use instead of the grapefruit?
Well, you know what? Grapefruit
But I could probably use it on the outside, right? I don't know.
Now, is it because of the acidity? Is it because are you allergic to vitamin C? Do you know why?
Yeah, I think it makes it dilutes your medication is what I was told.
Oh, okay. So what it does, it's kind of like taking a medication and they tell you not to eat before or after because you want it to activate it. Kind
Correct.
Of like, you know, a lot of people don't know that if you take a sleep medication, that if you, you know, right after you or before you take it, if they eat anything fatty like that, ice cream or have a French fry or whatever, that it takes it down roughly about 60%. And that's why they can't fall asleep. So that what I would do is I wouldn't save you. Honestly, I would talk to your doctor first and clarify this.
Of course,
number one.
Yes.
But, I would just enjoy your grapefruit, but enjoy it 2 hours before or after your medication that you're taking. I wouldn't save it because there's no reason to, unless it is associated to like a vitamin C or the acid in it, which the acid is, like you were saying, is counteracting your activity level of your medication. But truly, I believe in really doing the things that you love to do, and there's no reason you can't. It's just how you enjoy it.
I love that. And you know what? That is one of my, you know, I don't know about all of you. Do you do New Year's resolutions? You know, I do intentions, okay? I intend to be more peaceful in my life. I intend to do more things that I love. And some of the things that make me a little anxious, those are the things that I'm going to try and change. And really just be more in tune with what I want.
That's such a positive way to look at the new year. I mean, I was looking this year, I'm looking forward. It's not like getting rid of 2013. It's what can I push forward into 2014? What do I want more for myself?
There you go. And I think, and you know, it's interesting. I mean, because I do want to reflect on what made me happy.
Yes.
What maybe pulled me down. But then now I'm, you know, going forward. So reflect
on
your,
you know what I do?
Go ahead, please.
Oh my God, Kim, and I swear to you, I've only done it in the last 3 years. And I always heard people do this, and I'm, you know, let me just preface it that I'm Catholic, I'm Roman Catholic. So, you know, I'm sure it's not, you know, I'm sure it's against my religion somehow, but, the vision boards, the vision boards, that I've made, which I have actually put, you know, pictures visually from a very visual
I am
person.
Too. That's that creative side of us, you know, cause I'm a hair therapist. You realize that, right?
So, oh yeah, absolutely.
That's it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I have achieved every year that I put my pictures of what I wanted to achieve on the board. I swear to God, if I sent you over the JPEG of launching my new line that's on HSN coming up on the 9th.
Oh, I'm excited for you.
Or if it's going to be my book, which is the one we're talking about, I put up the cover, which is on my vision board, which it wasn't even created yet. And I got that book. I swear to God.
I love it. And you know what? Really, I'm so glad you shared that because I have a girlfriend, two girlfriends that do vision boards, Prudence and Sharon, and I'm going to be bringing them on. So I'm really excited. It's all about really your intention of what you want. Sky's the limit. I mean, we're only ones holding ourselves back. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not holding back anymore. And I hope that you aren't either. Scott, Vincent, Borba, we barely, I'm going to do? I'm going to book you on a whole show with me where we just talk about every amazing recipe. Would you be able to come back?
Oh, my God. You know what? Yeah, I would love that. And, you know, the difference is a lot of people, when I go on HSN or CBC or whatever, they can ask me anything from cosmetics, skincare, nutrition, fashion, whatever, tied to health and beauty. I will be your savant.
I love it. I love it. All right. Where do we find your book? Scott Vincent Borba, Cooking Your Way to Gorgeous Skin. Go ahead.
You can go to, I'm going to plug my own website. Sorry.
Go right ahead.
It's ScottVincentBorba.com, just like how it's spelled, or you can go to Amazon.com.
Oh, I love it. Scott, I can't wait. I'm going to have you back. I will call you.
Oh, my God. Kim, God bless you. Thank you for having me on again and all your support. You're the best in the West, and I'll talk to you very soon, okay?
You got it. All right.
Okay.
You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We are the brighter side of the 805. Happy New Year. This is our Happy New Year show, and we're going to take a really quick break. Spence, what are we going to give away?
We have great prizes here. We could go with the Yard House, which is a wonderful restaurant at the Collection, very popular. We have the Holiday Ice Rink at the Lakes in Thousand Oaks. And for more delicious food, Midtown Cafe. So which one? That's located in Ventura on Loma Vista. Which one do you want to roll with?
Let's do Midtown, and let's do that right now. We'll take caller number 7-805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly target audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Happy New Year. We are the brighter side of the 805. I've got Spence here and myself. I'm your host, Kim Pagano. Also, we've got Cheryl Jones in the studio and Teresa Hayes. And we're going to be talking a little bit about divorce. She's a divorce coach, and just how to really, you know, keep your relationships together. And if not, if you really, that's it, you're done, how to make it mutual so that, you know, it doesn't ruin your life. I think that's exactly the biggest thing, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Right now, I'd like to introduce my next guest, Betsy Show, and she's the author of Finished Being Fat. And accidentally an adventure in losing weight and learning to finish. So let's bring her on. She's been on the Wall Street Journal and on Today's Show. It's interesting. I guess what she's going to be talking about, I'm looking at this, is finishing and dieting kind of go together, because we always started. That's what you were saying, right,
yeah,
Cheryl?
Yeah.
Is we all start a diet. We all start our intentions and our resolutions because we are at the in New Year. How many of us really follow through? And so think about that for a moment. I mean, are you one person that, you know, you write things down? Do you follow through? It's a big question. Let's invite Betsy on right now and welcome her. Betsy, are you there?
I'm here. Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you in this new year?
Very good. Thank you. Tell us a little bit about yourself and finished being fat. Are actually completing things and dieting connected?
Yes. And that's kind of what I discovered through this accidental adventure. It was just starting as another attempt to lose weight because I was chubby. And as I was doing this, I saw being hefty as the whole problem in my life. That was what made me miserable. That's what kept me from being the person that I really wanted to be. And as I was going through this, I started realizing through these everyday little experiences, little degrees of perception change, that I was unhappy because I started everything. Would get that starter's high and be like, woo! New Year, I'm going to do it. And then a month later be like, okay, this sucks, and it's not going anywhere, and I give up. And that's what made me so unhappy, was the weight of all the things that I had started and failed to finish throughout my entire life, and just giving things up. And so it was learning how, that's what finally helped me keep, it's been 2.5 years now, I believe, the weight off permanently, as well as just improving my life all in this sphere, was learning how to finish and just learning to be enough for myself and get things done.
You know, I love that you connected those two together, because it really makes so much sense. Does it make sense to you?
It makes a lot of sense,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Really? So were you one that never finished, like, you know, a project, or you started a class and didn't finish? Was that kind of all the typical things that you were doing?
Pretty much, yes. I would always have these, you know, quick schemes of things I wanted to do or long-term goals, and I'd get really excited and start it. And the big thing for me was, you know, what stands in our way most of the time is ourselves. And that
no
little
question,
voice in the back
yeah.
of my head. It would be, you know, I've always wanted to be a writer, and so I'd start writing a book. And I'd be like, yes, this is awesome. I'm the best writer ever. And then I'd reread it and go, oh.
And then we criticize ourselves, right? And then you kind of,
exactly.
yeah, we have to be, that is one of our, I mean, I think that's got to be everybody's challenge of not being our own cheerleaders, you know? And
yes.
and if you have, I always call it like the teeter-totter, you better have somebody that's weighing on that other side of you saying, you can do it. And you need to surround yourself with amazing, positive people that already
Absolutely.
Love and admire what you do. And that's
and
what...
And you need to be one of those people
And
well.
You... Exactly, exactly. So tell me, what's your book about?
The book is kind of written in a conversational memoir style, like I'm just sitting talking to you now, just about this adventure that started when I... realized that I had gained 10 pounds in a single month and broke the scale. And just the journey, you know, day by day, month by month of learning these degrees of change, and what started as just wanting to go on that yo-yo diet one more time and maybe get a little bit smaller, and all of these realizations and light bulb moments that really helped me do everything that I want to do and realize that I can do anything and be whatever I want to be.
You know what I realize? In fact, we have Teresa here. She's a divorce coach. But so many people only try to lose weight when it's desperate, one, right? All of a sudden you have something like, oh, my gosh, now I need to do this.
The big event. A date,
right,
the
yeah,
wedding.
Exactly, mm-hmm. the wedding. Yeah, and now, do you find that? Are you there?
And that's something that I'm talking about now and trying to start the conversation on my website and working on the sequel to Finish Things That is you don't need to be at the beginning of
anything.
The year to
make
these resolutions.
Yeah.
You don't need to be 2 weeks before something and fast and, oh, I need to do this. You can make these changes anytime, whether you're, you know, just a little bit unhappy or horribly miserable. You just need to decide what you're going to do, set that goal that's based on your own actions, and promise yourself that you're going to do it and make that commitment every day and finish.
Okay, so what is your philosophy of finishing? Let's start there.
That was the end realization of this entire thing, is when I was just learning all of these things and trying to put it together, I realized that I'd been struggling my whole life to become this ideal, to be enough, that I needed to be the best, I needed to be the brightest, and if I wasn't, then I was nothing.
You were a failure.
And so, yes, and so it was coming to the
So
to
were
the
you, did you have that perfectionist kind of syndrome?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay. I think a lot of women do. And I don't know, Spence, do you think a lot of men have that? Or are you not really like, my husband is, it is what it is.
That's it.
Yeah. What?
That's what it is.
And I don't understand how women have, you know, we put ourselves so high up there. Does your wife... Is she kind of a...
Well, what are you saying men don't?
Well, no.
Are you saying we don't?
I mean, you're okay with who you are.
Which means we put ourselves way up there.
Because
we don't have to change things.
Oh,
I'd say
you hear
the actual
opposite is
happening.
I like that.
The actual opposite is happening.
They've already arrived.
They have already arrived. Wow. Good. Okay. And Tom, Spence, how is your wife? Is she critical of herself?
I don't think so. No. I think she's pretty happy.
Yeah.
I think she takes it fairly easy. She has a good spirit on that.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So what can we do? In your book, do we talk about how we can not be so critical of ourselves?
This one is more just my journey. And so if you can learn by seeing my little anecdotes of just telling it how it is and things that have happened through my life, then yeah, that's what the sequel's more working on is actual things that you can do in your own life. You don't need to have, you know, big expensive equipment or anything. Just making these subtle shifts in your own life.
I love it. And you talk about changing that voice in your head. I think that is a big thing. It's, you know, it's almost like, I call it, you can sit in Pity City for a little while. You got, like, you know, 5 minutes, and then you're done, you know, and you get move on, right?
Yeah, you get a five-minute pity party, and then that's the rule in our house is, you can't complain about something unless you're willing to do something about it to make it better.
I like that a lot. That is really great. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We got full studio here, and we're talking with Betsy Show right now. We're talking about finish being fat, and you know, you call it an accidental adventure in losing weight and learning to finish. How come you call it accidental?
Because I really wasn't looking for that life epiphany. I was just looking to be a little bit smaller.
I love that. Okay, so when it all kind of came together, it just made sense.
Yes, it was just starting to make these little degree shifts and starting to lose weight and then having a realization of, I'm going to get fat again. How many times have I done this? What am I going to do? I can't do this one more time.
That's the question I had, too. How do you prevent that cycle? I've lost 25, 30 pounds maybe two or three times in my life. And after about 3 or 4 years, I look up and I'm back to a size. So how can I maintain?
Wait, what was that?
No. How can I maintain my size four wardrobe? Thank you. And without having to have all these sizes in between. I have sizes in my wardrobe from 4 to 12 in every season, in every fabric. Because I've done this two or three times already. So how can I save clothes, I mean, and save time and save some money? How can I get to the bottom of this for me?
For me, it was realizing that the goal is not to be smaller. The goal is to eat less, move more. And as long as I do that every single day of my life, it takes care of itself. The size will do whatever your body's going to do, because some people are not made to be size 2, and that's cool.
And you know what? And that really makes a lot of sense right there. You need to honor the body that you were given, that you arrived here with, you know. Seriously, I'm never going to be 6 foot tall, right? I mean, there's people that are like, oh, you're so petite. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? That's all I have. I mean, I don't have any other choices. But I can choose to be your best, whatever that is, right?
Right.
Right.
Yeah, so I love that. Tell us about fat goggles. What is that?
Fat goggles are my humorous take on beer goggles. So, you know, when you've had a little bit too much to drink, you look at the world a little differently. When you have some weight issues, you look at the world very differently, and everything that you see is colored by your size. So you look at old photographs, and at least for me, it would be less about, oh, look, it's my first Christmas with my daughter, and more with, oh, look at that double chin. And I'm not honoring the memory, and walking around saying, oh, am I bigger than her or is she skinnier than me? Everything in my entire life was colored by these fat goggles, and I just had to take them off. And that
I love it. I would love to replace them with some rose-colored glasses. Mm. Honestly, when I started my show almost 5 years ago, that's what I put on, rose-colored glasses. I just looked at things on the brighter side. Even if, you know, you're stuck on the freeway and you're supposed to be, it's like, okay, obviously I'm not supposed to be there, you know, and you really need to, but I love that you really associated fat goggles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what did you replace yours with?
Finisher's goggles. I just look at how I can get it done. And instead of seeing a challenge, that maybe be a little bit too big. It's, that's something else I can go after. That's something I can accomplish.
I love it. You've really narrowed everything down to what has been holding you back. And I think that that's really important. It's kind of like, I call it, actually, Cheryl, you said it perfect yesterday,
I did a life map.
A life map.
Of where I've been and where I want to go. And I've come to some conclusions myself. And everybody's taking the time to really, you know, do a review.
Yeah.
And you really have to be held accountable for your time. And that's what I've become more aware of. And I don't want to waste any more time.
Minutes. Yeah. Our time is so valuable. Yeah. And so many people... When my kids get older,
it's living in that future. And Betsy, what I like what you said is that every day,
eat less, move more, it brings it right to the moment. And so then we're living in the now, whatever that is, stuck on the freeway, trying to use our time, and it helps finish because we're focusing on what
now.
We can do.
You're absolutely right. So with that, we've started the new year. What advice would you have for my listeners so they can keep their goals this time around?
Taking off of what Sherry said is that life map is you have to understand the difference between a dream and a goal. So you find out what you want. And that can be whatever it is. But often those require outside influence. You know, if I want to be a best-selling novelist, I can't control how many people buy my book. That's not within my sphere of influence. But I can take steps and make a goal that is completely my action-based. And so that's what I would suggest is when they're making these New Year's goals, instead of saying, I'm going to lose 50 pounds this year, say, I am going to eat less, move more. I'm going to exercise every single day, control my portions, because that is something that they have control over. They don't have control over whether their bodies let them lose those 50 pounds or not, but they do have control over their own actions. And so if they make action-based goals, then it is within their choice every single day whether they want to finish and be a success.
So you're refocusing, basically, and you're taking the pressure off yourself by not focusing on the problem, but just breaking it down to little things you can do every day.
Yes, it's less about the results and more about what you are going to do, because results, life happens. You know, you're on the freeway and somebody smacks it. It's nothing you did wrong. It's just what happens. So you can only control yourself and what you do, and you need to be accountable and reward yourself when you finish.
I love it. So basically what you're saying, if I'm going to kind of wrap this up, is do all the groundwork and make all the actions and everything will, you know, proceed, correct?
Absolutely. I wrote a little book because I wanted to tell my story. Never did I think that I would get on the Today Show. But if I had not done that and done the groundwork for it, that never would have happened. So if you do the work, good things happen to you.
Oh, I love that.
That's very good.
Thank you so much. And thank you for doing the work and sharing it with us, you know.
Thank you so much.
And sharing your journey. That's what it's all about here on the Kim Pagano Show. Where do we find your book?
You can get it on Amazon in ebook format or in paperback. Also, Barnes & Noble on their website. And, come visit me on my website, BetsySkow.com, and check out my blog or just come talk to me.
I love it. And repeat that one more time. Do the work and good things will happen, right?
That's right.
I love it. All right. Thank you so much, Betsy. I appreciate it. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, and thank you for having me.
You got it. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. When we come back, we're going to take a really quick break. We're going to talk to Teresa Hayes, and we're going to talk about marriage, divorce, family. We're talking about, you know, she's a divorce coach, but of course, it's always about the brighter side in the 805. So we're going to take a really quick break. Spence, what do we have?
I think we could go for the Yard House now.
Ooh,
how about that?
There you go.
On the Collection, at the Collection, the Yard House is an excellent restaurant, fun for the whole family, and there's beer.
And there's beer. Ooh, that's
beer.
It. And they're big. They're really
they're yards.
Big.
Yeah, they're big.
I love it. So anyways, mm-hmm. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We are going to take caller number 8 at 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. I look forward to talking with you. Leave your name and number there. We'll be right back.
Do you struggle with food cravings, coffee addiction, weight management, or even digestive problems? What would your life look like if you were finally able to conquer these problems? If you're ready to make yourself a priority so you can feel better in your body, then Frances Starr, a certified health coach, has your answer. Go to www.coreelementswellness.com to schedule your free 30-minute wellness strategy session today. This session will jumpstart your year and give you the tools to last a lifetime. That's www.coreelementswellness.com.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly target audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you for all those calls. And again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. You can just leave us your name and number, and somebody will get back with you. And I'm so glad that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show Saturdays, completely different guests. And if you miss any part of any of our shows, you can always go to my website, kimpaganoshow.com, and listen there. Also, you can listen on actually, we've been downloading it on Facebook, too, so you can listen there. Become a friend of ours. Like us so that you are entered in all these great things that we've got going on, and I can keep you connected. So definitely with that, I do want to introduce our next guest. She's in our studio, Teresa Hayes, and Teresa is a licensed marriage and family therapist, and she works with individuals thinking about possibly having a divorce, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get started?
Well, this is actually my second career. My first one, I was software sales for some large companies.
Wow. So you started, I love that. So it's a new chapter.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Yeah. What brought you in that direction?
Well, I've always been interested in psychology and people and how people react. And obviously in sales and being in management, I worked a lot with relationships. And I kind of got burnt out. The industry changed. There was a lot of travel, a lot of pressure. We used to have annual goals, and they got to be like almost daily goals, and just too much. And so I said, it's time. Went back to school, got my master's degree in counseling psychology, and started my practice about 6 years ago. I worked a lot with individuals and children and families, and I started getting a lot of couples coming in. And then a lot of times they'd come in for one session, and when one would announce that they're not going to do this anymore, they're getting a divorce.
Oh, really? It would take one session?
One, maybe two.
So is it more that they were just kind of appeasing the other person?
Yes, that usually was it. And sometimes they say, well, I've been trying to get him or her to counseling for years, and they wouldn't listen. And then all of a sudden, that spouse would try and try and try, and it was too late.
So do you agree, because we were just talking about this at a party, is it really takes two to tangle, okay? If one person doesn't want to be there anymore, you can't make it, you can't change it, can you?
No, you can't. Once the love is gone, it's gone.
Is it the love that's gone, or is it the sex that's gone?
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't find it so much as a sexual
Oh, really? Because, as we get older, right? I mean, come on, we got to agree that that sex, right, mm-hmm. isn't always on the top of the plate anymore.
Well, what I see really happens is, if you think about sex as intimacy and connection, it's really that's what has changed in the marriage. And when kids come along and the kids are in all these different activities, there's work pressures. Many times both parents are working. And that's what they become. They become parents. They no longer become husband and wife. And they lose that connection. So a lot of times it's, how do you rebuild that? How do you communicate? And the little things that bother each of them, it becomes bigger and bigger. And that's what the fights are about. And they keep having the same fight over and over again.
And isn't it interesting that sometimes you can't, it's so obvious to other people. We were at a holiday party. And one of my girlfriends is going through a divorce. And we had a surprise party. I didn't actually have it for her because my birthday was, we always celebrated together. So they kind of included me in her party too. But they did a newlywed game. And it was kind of awkward, honestly. You know, we actually had fun. But, and it was, you know, nothing really risque questions or anything like that. But it was interesting to see how many people all of a sudden left the party. They did not want to deal with it. It was a really, you
very
know.
Very uncomfortable, wasn't
yes.
it?
Yes. And I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, you know, it was just a really awkward situation. My husband and I played. We actually won. Thank you.
Good.
You know, but, you know, what's interesting is it's always about how would he answer it? So it's not really what my answer would have been, but I know how he thinks.
Yes.
And so I think that that's a really big key
to a relationship. You need to know what's important to your partner.
It really is. It's about understanding that other person and how they think, because they probably think differently than you.
No question, because I always say you come from, you know, one upbringing and one family, and they come from another, and now you're trying to merge these two together and then add kids and work and pressure and all that other stuff in there, and then is it still good? Right?
Yeah. Right. And people usually marry their opposites.
And why is that? That's so...
We look for completion and wholeness. We also look for understanding ourselves.
And so it's more of a mirror?
It's a mirror.
Yeah.
Exactly. But sometimes that mirror doesn't show things that are very good.
That's true.
And so what we do is we attack the mirror. And that's the other person. There's a different personality types that we all have. There's four, basic ones. There's a person who's a driver. They're a leader. They're the go, bottom line. There's the analytical, very detailed, very much about facts and figures. There's the more emotive type, which is all about the touchy-feely and how you feeling and that sort of thing. And then there's the one that's kind of the exuberant one, that they think outside the box and they break the rules and it's
so you know what's interesting? So the two last ones is so my husband and the two first are so me. I mean, that's really interesting. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I didn't even think of, because I was thinking, like, which one am I? But do you find, I mean, that's, so those are the four characters that you would...
Mm-hmm. And when people understand the other one, it's like, oh, he says this because, it's not because he's cold and mean, but that's the way he
thinks.
That's
his makeup, yeah.
And then, and maybe she's the more, you know, soft and emotional one, and I don't mean to stereotype because it goes the other way.
No question.
And you know, he's like, well, she's too emotional, no, he's too cold, but when they understand each other, they go, oh. And then they start to understand, oh, she needs a little more softness. He needs a little bit more detail. So I do a lot with couples trying to understand each other. Why is he saying that? Why is she saying that? And then they play the newlywed game and they'll know more.
I love it. Okay, if you are just joining us right now, we're not playing the newlywed game, but we are the Kim Pagano Show. We are the brighter side of the 805. And we're talking with Teresa Hayes. We've got Cheryl Jones in here. Spence is here. Our phone number here is 419-0008. That's 419-0008. And we're talking about different traumatic events in our life that could really change our relationship. What are some of the most traumatic things that you've dealt with?
A death of a spouse or a death of a parent.
Losing a job.
Illnesses.
Children.
Drugs
with children, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah.
Even when children come into a family, blended families, divorce is huge. And these things, so many times I deal with couples and individuals, they're coming to see me because their life has been upended by some traumatic event and they just lost their bearings and they can't move forward, losing sleep or anxiety or that sort of thing. And divorce particularly is a huge traumatic event because not only are you losing the relationship, but you could be losing your home. Your job may have to change.
Yeah.
Lifestyle. Dreams of the future. Oh, I thought we'd be around when our kids had their kids and all the holidays have changed.
Teresa, what have you seen in kids when their parents get divorces? Because, you know, I have an interview that's coming up, not on this show, but Anxious Parents, Anxious Kids. They've been all over the TV. I'm going to have them on my show. I think that really, you know, where does the apple drop? I mean, that's what it's all about, right?
Yeah.
My parents divorced when I was 16. In my mind, I always thought, I don't want to go through a divorce. I don't want to go through it. But, you know, again, I really believe what you put out to the universe, you know, right?
You focus on is what you get.
Yeah, and I don't focus on that anymore, mm-hmm. you know. But it's true, right?
Yes, and children, they get their loyalties very split between the parents. They try to make them both happy. Sometimes they'll side with one parent, and oftentimes it's the parent who's having the most emotional struggle.
Correct.
And then they'll they'll take their feelings and they'll put it on the stronger parent. So they'll won't want to go on a visit. They don't want to, why are you here? And they'll just sit in the car. I had one kid said to me, he goes, well, great, they're done. They're happy now. They're not fighting anymore. But here we are in the middle to pick up the pieces.
Oh, so they feel a lot of pressure. A
lot of pressure. Yeah. They want to take care of mom or they want to take care of dad. They worry.
So in let's just start right there. What is a really great thing for my listeners? If anybody is going through that, one, you know, it's so unfair to put that on our children, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So what would you say in that regards?
Well, the both parents need to be on the same page with the children as far as why this divorce is happening. In reassuring the children that they are still loved and they're still going to be cared for and both parents are going to be involved in their lives. And the big caution is, do not share the details of why the divorce is happening. Mm. If even infidelity or anything like that, it's just that we are not able to stay together anymore. And don't bring the fight to the children. Don't put them in the middle. Be careful when the children are around when talking to sisters or brothers or friends or that sort of thing. Because children, they don't hear you when you got to take the garbage out. their ears are turned off. But as soon as you start whispering to somebody, their
Isn't
ears
that
get
amazing?
And they yes. hear it all. Yeah. And then they take that in and they're trying to make sense of it. And they need to be supported all through their age stages. So if the divorce happens when they're 10, they still, when they're 16, they're still going to have some other issues regarding that divorce as they move into their relationships. Mm. So finding that support, not fighting with each other.
We have, you know, I mean, that is really great advice. Now, what about if, you know, I call it teeter-totter. You're teetering. You're on the fence. Do you think, what are some of the steps that we can do to really help our relationship, open up those communication lines?
It is really learning how to communicate and even to go to a mental health professional or just to find out those communication skills. Come in and just figure out, practice them, learn new ways, and not to wait too long. And one of the things is to maintain that connection. Have that date night. Take 5 minutes and after dinner when the kids are in bed and talk about not the schedule, not work, but just how are you? What are you thinking about? Yeah. Make that time for the couple.
That makes so much sense. Now, let me ask you, do you think that, you know, in a long relationship, a lengthy one, does sex go bad? Is that something that you've heard? Is sex a big part of the relationship?
There, you know, people, they get overtired. The sex drive does go down as we get older. And It's still more about that connection and intimacy.
Being best friends
and holding hands and cuddling and being nice to each other.
Right.
Say please, say thank you.
Respecting each other,
appreciation.
Right.
Appreciation is huge.
Right.
I hear that so much. Well, I'm just the breadwinner. I just bring the money home.
Oh, so they feel used and abused, mm-hmm. right?
Or, wow. You know, they don't see all I do with the kids.
And so that's probably more typical of men, correct? And women think, like, what did you do all day, right? If they're one of the homemakers.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and just for whatever they do, you know, even doing the laundry. You know, my husband and I do this all the time. It's like, you know, I really appreciate, you know, you did all that, the cooking tonight, or I appreciate that you're doing all the laundry, and just bringing that up.
Right. And do you think it's important to remind your partner what you need?
Yes. That's huge because, well, we've been married for 10 years. He should know. She should know what I need and like. It's like, no, there's no mind reading
yeah,
button.
Yeah, and we're hopefully growing, right, and
yeah,
changing, you know.
Our needs do change because we're changing.
Now, what happens if you feel like people are growing apart? Can you bring them back?
We try, and I try, and sometimes it's a difficult road, and I talk about the work, and relationships are work.
So you talk about work. What are some of the great tips that you've learned over the 6 years of your practice that you can help us look at going into 2014 that we can really just pay attention to and maybe could spark our relationship up?
Well, one of the things is to come together and talk about what do we want to do this year? Where do we want to go? What do we want to have better? What do I want more in my life? It's that positive focus, because what you focus on is what you get.
Oh, I like that.
That's true.
Teresa Hayes, where do people find you?
Well, my website is familycounselingwestlake.com and New Way to Be, and that's a number two and a letter B.
I like that. Okay. Well, I would love to have you back. I love this.
This
it's all really good stuff. If you need some help, Teresa's there. You know, go see somebody. It's harmless. I love talking to people, obviously, and that's what I do here on the Kim Pagano Show. Well, we are at the end of our show. Thank
already?
You so much. I know. It goes by so fast.
It does.
Cheryl, thank you. Spence,
thank you.
All my listeners out there, if you, you know, get your name in on Facebook on the Kim Pagano Show, like us, share us. This is all good news. We're the brighter side of the 805. I want to remind you, 2 o'clock again with the Kim Pagano Show. And, of course, let me end the show with a moment of happiness to accomplish great things, we must not only act, but also dream, not only plan, but also believe. With that, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And I do want to say, gosh, put some goals, do a vision board, do something that's going to put you in the right direction. And if some you have a little hiccup during the day in the next couple of minutes, you know what? Don't let it rock your world. Start all over. Turn your day around. So thank you, ladies, and thank you, Spence. And I'll talk to you later. You've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show.